In the lunchtime edition, around 40,000 Barbadians get their tax refunds, the reverse tax credit payments, to be made by the middle of next month. The Alliance to End Homelessness calls for a further investigation into the death of homeless man Albert John after a pathologist rules that he died from natural causes. Relief expected by next week from a critical chicken shortage in Barbados. Meantime, thieves raid chicken farmers amidst the heavy demand for chicken due to that shortage. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Ministry of Finance has announced that nearly 40,000 Barbadians have received their reverse tax credit payments for 2023, with the remaining payments to be issued by the middle of next month. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, tells Starcom Network News, government is aiming to restore consistency in tax administration.
There were almost 40,000 people that were paid. The reverse tax credits will be done in December. I think the 14th or 15th of December. And so, but of course, this is really just a function of government returning to normal. And so Barbadians will come to expect some measure of regularity in relation to the administration of tax affairs. So that's for 2023. There are still a few outstanding from years back, and we're just working through those to make sure then that we can settle those as quickly as possible.
Mr. Strawn acknowledged that there were some delays in previous years, but says government has been working to resolve those issues.
Just bear in mind that part of the issue was that as we transitioned from e-tax to TAMIS and the reconciliation in relation to the data coming over to the new system, that's part of the reason for the delay. But I think we've been able to complete the reconciliation now, so we should be able to do that soon. We are confident that as we continue to grow the economy and obviously have macroeconomic stability, then this will become the routine like how it was before. So I'm hoping that in the future, government's ability to do what it should do really is not really news, because I know what's happened in the past, but it's just the resumption of regularity.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. The president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, wants a probe into the death of homeless man Albert John, whose cause of death has been listed in a pathologist's report as natural causes. Mr. John had presented himself to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, reportedly with various injuries about the body, and subsequently died. Reports had been circulated that he had been beaten. However, a news release from the Barbados Police Service today states that the Criminal Investigations Department conducted investigations into a matter where a male presented himself to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on Sunday, 3rd November, with injuries and later died the same day. The release adds that one of the main components of the investigations was the postmortem, which was conducted on Tuesday, and the findings of the government pathologist was that the victim, who had been identified as 62-year-old Albert John of Kensington, New Road, St. Michael, died of natural causes. The news is not sitting well with several members of the public who shared their outrage on social media. Head of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, called into VOB's Down to Brass Tax Calling program to voice his own concerns, which were echoed by the moderator, David Ellis.
Based on the area that persons are saying that the meeting taking place, that there are video cameras around, is that it is being shared, and all these perpetrators being held responsible. And we are calling for that justice for Mr. John, that these persons be held responsible for the meeting.
It is not enough for them to tell us that the autopsy says he died of natural causes. We want to find out whether he was beaten, and they have been able to confirm that. I think that is absolutely necessary.
Head of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tax Calling program. This is The Latest. Relief is expected by next week from what has been a critical chicken shortage that has badly affected restaurants and supermarkets in Barbados, Poultry has been in short supply at even some major supermarkets, while restaurants have been advising customers that their options are limited. This is a development confirmed by Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Ball.
Yes, we have indication from supermarkets that they have had a challenge in terms of getting their normal supplies. The last meeting that was there, it was indicated that, you know, it was about 50%. But again, that is what we have. We are working to change that.
He says the situation should be eased by next week. Mr. James declined to specify the source of the problem, but well-positioned sources tell Starcom Network News there may have been a problem with some of the feed used by farmers. Meantime, Mr. Paul disclosed that thieves have been targeting chicken farms.
We have some incidents reported of one in particular I could think of where a farmer who has chickens, they were stolen out of his barn, I think, two nights ago. This is something, of course, is worrying now because here it is that you have farmers now who actually use it, like, vehicles are being threatened now. Your vehicles, apparently it's a RAV4 vehicle or something like that. The number plates cannot be distinguished very well. But on this particular occasion, this was late to the night. Basically, Raiders van drove up to the farm and they went in, they cut the locks on the doors and they went in and carry away chickens. This is happening now. This is a trend which is of tremendous concern to farmers.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul. Sanitation Service Authority staff back on the job after a brief work stoppage this morning as SSA management urgently work to have their weekly wages sent to the banks, that process hampered by government's email issues. SSA sources say management has been trained but unable since last Wednesday to send the information that's required to facilitate payment of the weekly wages. Our sources indicate SSA management now working urgently all morning seeking to use an alternative email source to upload the workers' wages to the banks and other financial institutions. The group of concerned citizens who represented civil society in the recent Inter-American Commission of Human Rights hearing on the cybercrime bill, looking forward to continued discussions on the matter. The group led by Dr. Ferdinand Nichols returned from Washington earlier this week to report the outcomes of the hearings. The hearing in a news briefing held at the Unity Workers Union today. And the head of the largest organization of public health professionals in the U.S. says Donald Trump's pick for a health secretary, RFK Jr., is absolutely the wrong guy. Shares in vaccine makers have dropped in early trading after the president-elect nominated the vaccine skeptic. Our top stories. But around 40,000 Barbadians are already getting their tax refunds, the rest of the reverse tax credit payments to be made by the middle of next month. The Alliance to End Homelessness calls for a further investigation into the death of homeless man Albert John after a pathologist rules that he died from natural causes. Relief expected by next week from a critical chicken shortage in Barbados. Meantime, thieves raiding chicken farms amidst the heavy demand for chicken due to that shortage. And Sanitation Service Authority staff back on the job after a brief work stoppage as SSA management urgently worked to have their weekly wages sent to the banks, that process hampered by government's email issues. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.